Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show and reporting live from Boise, Idaho at the Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention is Mr. James Gilbert from CRM Next. James, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. We appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. Our pleasure for sure. Hey, how's the conference going? What's the vibe going on there?
You know, it's been great. Last night was incredible to see the amount of donations that were happening for CU for Kids. Just being involved in the credit union movement is just incredible. Seeing all the great people that I've got to meet here, and it's just been good.
And seeing people in person again too, that's got to be good too,
right? I know, right? I know. I feel kind of bad that I'm not wearing my mask. But, you know, like this for this purposes, we got to make it happen. You know.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Hey, so what has being at MAX meant to your organization? Because a lot of folks, you know, there a lot of people still on the fence about going and stuff like that. But you know, for those who are there, you're there and you're making the commitment. And so, what's it mean to you to CRM Next to be there?
Well, one of the things that we really believe in is the things that the credit union movement is doing, right? Being a part of financial inclusion, helping communities get better with their, just being able to serve their members. And being here as a vendor has been really big for us because we've been able to kind of, you know, we always tell people that we partner with, that we truly want to be a partner for you. We don't want to, no fluff, like we genuinely care about the credit union movement. And being here and seeing it live, it's just meant the world to us as an organization, because we were, I think, one of the few vendors that were actually in the silent auction last night.
Oh, really?
And just being there and seeing the vibe and watching the videos of the incredible things that they're doing, that's what it's all about for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we can make a difference in the world, that's where it needs to be.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. So tell us what excites you most about the credit union industry and why, because it sounds like you just kind of touched on it in your last response there.
Yeah. I mean, look, like they do more than any other industry to actually make a difference in the world. I truly believe that. You know, if you think about it, back in 2020, like credit unions really held our economy up. That's what they did, providing PPP loans, helping so many people that needed help. It was no questions asked. They just did. You know, and we at CRM Next, like, we tried to double down on that a little bit and try to get people more recognized. So we ran campaigns like the Right on the Money contest, tried to recognize people that are doing incredible work and giving them a voice. And we did it again this year, and seeing some of those people actually come to this conference and talking to them live about what that meant to them to get their voices out there, that's some of the things that we just, you can't replicate that.
Right.
Something that it means the world. The credit union industry is having an impact on our economy. It's keeping it up, and it's making people be more empowered than ever before. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people that have never been able to get finances at all that are actually being able to be included in this. And that's something that this industry is leading the charge with. No other industry is. They're doing it.
And that's you guys are right there in the middle of it all too. So what challenges are you guys helping to solve in the credit union space today?
Well, you know, we actually are a CRM provider, but one of the things that we do really, really well is we go into the core system that a credit union has, and we help tie some of the systems that typically wouldn't talk to each other. So we are helping empower that financial inclusion even more. So for example, if the credit score is the only thing that's being used to determine if you should give somebody a loan or not, that is actually not going to help the diversity that we need to create in this industry. So us being able to come in and help tie in those systems really opens up the door for a lot of credit unions to be able to actually do financial inclusion and create that equity
inclusion.
Create that equity and also the inclusion part.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what credit unions do best for sure. And so having said that, so what can we expect from CRM Next in the future here? What's on the docket for you guys the rest of this year and going into 2022?
Great question. Well, listen, like we're excited to potentially be partnering with the NWCUA. We've been working with some QSOs also in the industry. One of the things that excites me the most is some initiatives that we're going to be working on with America's Credit Union Museum. For the longest time, you know, leaders in this industry have been recognized, but unfortunately, it's been a little bit biased towards males. And a lot of females have not been actually been able to be recognized. And now we're seeing an influx of amazing female leaders coming into the credit union industry, being CEOs, and that needs to be recognized. So we're going to be working with the Credit Union Museum. We're going to be talking to them about actually inducting some of these women that are doing incredible work into a Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
Wow. So we are excited about some of that stuff. We're going to be working with some partners that we have in the industry that are going to be huge for that. Some influencers that everyone knows and everyone knows is a part of this. And our goal is really just to create a community and an atmosphere where people can be heard, where the good initiatives that the credit union industry is doing can be seen, and where we can actually be a part of helping make it move forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's talk more about your work with the museum here and a little bit later, because I would love to dive in deeper on that. But okay. I know your time is precious at this conference. But last question for you. So what have you been hearing in the hallways or in some of the sessions that have stuck with you? What has stood out for you during the last couple of days?
Well, I think I've been kind of talking a little bit about it, but you know, talk is cheap, right? We have to be able to act on it. And I think that as a vendor in this industry, vendors have to be able to truly be partners in this and realize that, you know, credit unions need help to actually empower their own organization to accomplish the things that they're trying to accomplish in this movement. And this movement is not just the credit union movement. This is our well-being in this country. And they're behind it all. So I think as vendors, we also have to take a step up. We have to be able to invest money into those things, into those initiatives, provide platforms for credit unions to be heard and seen. We have to do it. And so one of the things that I've been hearing a lot at this conference is how important it is for credit unions to see that in their vendors. And I think that that's going to be an important initiative moving forward for anyone who serves this industry is to realize that, like, you got to be a part of it just as much as a credit union is.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Well said. All right, James, I'm going to let you get going. You probably still have a lot of folks to talk to and more things to see at the conference. So thank you for your time and keep up the good work there at CRM Next. Okay.
Thanks so much for having me.